I had myself some turkey for breakfast this morning.
Show me a good time.
I saw all these people with walking sticks today.
Yeah, fish on.
I saw people with walking sticks. They're walking.
You do that.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Atomic Baloney Podcast. I am Agoth, and
I'm Bird,
and we are your hosts for the most ridiculous adventure you'll ever have today.
It could be pretty ridiculous. I'm guessing it's probably going to be kind of mundane, but you never know.
Well, I'm going to smoke a cigarette while I'm doing this, so it's going to be exciting for me.
I'll enjoy that. What's that?
Agoth.
Agoth?
Yeah, Agoth.
Why you gotta complicate it?
Because.
What would Agoff? Who's gonna remember that?
Oh, everybody. It'll be like, oh, that's Agoff.
Just remember, every time you speak, you gotta say that name first until you get, you know, we get acquainted with it, because it's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It's strange. It was from that book that me and Anthony were passing back and forth. Remember the Weenie Wagon?
Okay.
Oh, look, the Weenie Wagon. Oh, yeah. They all, like, start fighting over their wieners.
So my grandfather's brother, I don't know what that makes him to me, like my second, I don't know how that works, but anyway, but he was from Poland and he would always say leg off. So every time I hear egg off, I think of leg off. I don't know what it means.
Why did he say leg off?
I just said, I don't know what it means. I have no idea.
Leg off.
The stories never went further than that.
So
here we are. With these black furry things that are intrusively shoved in my face, sitting in your garage.
Yeah, we're just talking about that. I should have gone with the headsets, like the McDonald's headsets. You know, it would have been better. We could have walked around. Shame on me.
Well, something to look into for definitely for the future. Maybe you could boost some from McDonald's.
Yeah, you know, hey,
get some freebies.
Pull up and be like, excuse me, like, how much does that headset mean to you? Like, flip them a 20. You think a 20 is good enough?
Dude, I bet you if you reach through that window fast enough, you could snag one off their heads and drive off.
Dude, did you see that? It was like last week, some dude, like, just literally jumped, like, he, like, launched himself into the Wendy's drive-thru window. And he just, like, started, like, throwing stuff, and then he tried to grab the cash drawer. He had it in his hands, dude. He was almost, and he dropped it. And then he tried to get it again, and his, you know, buddies pulled him out, and then all of a sudden the crew showed up, and that was the end of it. That was the end of his, like, hurrah.
I think that bullshit happens more often than not. It doesn't get reported much. But I would imagine that happens on a daily basis somewhere in America. Some idiot tries to dive through the drive-through window thing.
We should try it. We should, like, stop the tape right now. Just see what happens. Like, you know what? You can't get arrested, because what are you going to do? It's not breaking and entering, as long as we don't ruin anything.
I don't know if I'd fit. You'd have to launch, like, I don't know. Just trying to figure out the physics of actually getting me through that window is
You don't even have to get in. Disturbing. You just have to get your, like, you know, or I'll go in it and just freak them out.
Go and through the window?
We should probably work it out so we get into the news.
I guarantee you wouldn't get more than your torso through
well,
that
I don't need more than that. You could just pull me out and be like, hey, I'm stuck, get me out.
Well, what if you can't reach the cash drawer? What are you trying?
I'm looking for the cash drawer. I'm just looking to...
You get the headphones?
To get the headphones. And maybe score a cup or two, you know, because, like, those cups, I mean, they don't just give them to you. Be like, hey, you know, can I get, like, you know, like a meal here, and can I get an extra cup? They don't like to give away those cups.
Do you remember, like, in the 80s?
25 cent.
You, like, a movie would come out, and McDonald's or Burger King would have, like, the commemorative glass or the commemorative mug. Like, I...
collect all four.
Yeah, collect all four. Dude, I remember I had, like, two cups for McDonald's or Burger King for Dune. I don't know where they are. I had a lot of them. The only ones I have left is I have all four of the Garfield clear coffee mugs. I still have them.
Do you actually have them, like, wrapped up? Or
I have them wrapped up and stored away. I have a Spock Lives glass from Star Trek III. I still have
search it. Search for Spock, right? Isn't that search for Spock?
Every once in a while, I'll put it up on, like, the mantle, and my wife will see it and nod her head, and then it disappears for a while.
I can't believe you put that up there. I cannot believe it. Like, you know, I can't get away with anything. I just found my family name, Crest, And it's printed, and I'm afraid to put it anywhere in the house. It's going to come out. Have to come out of here.
Yeah,
with Jesus.
The
two Jesus pictures are hanging here.
Dude, those like I said, man, those are awfully white Jesuses.
Oh,
I mean that both of those.
No, he looks a little. No, they look. You know that especially that one over there. He looks more. You know, Middle Eastern. I mean, he.
No, they both totally.
He looks Spanish.
Like,
that one looks Spanish, dude. Give him at least that much.
We're Spain, in Europe.
Yeah, well.
So they both look European.
Oh,
I don't know.
But yeah, going back to the McDonald's thing, I hope we don't get in trouble for, you know, copyright infringement. But like, dude, let's go back to the McDonald's characters. I mean, what happened to them? I looked this up and it's like, they just decided to ink stamp. You know, I mean, I thought it was like some kind of lawsuit or something weird. But they said, hey, let's get away from these crazy characters.
The only one that survived was Ronald.
Is it?
That guy's a fucking clown.
He is. You know, they actually, like, he started, like... I watched the doc, not that Keaton one, but an actual documentary, and some dude just like everybody had their own McDonald's and they were trying to do their own stuff. Like they of course had to abide by the McDonald's like franchise, you know, regulations or whatever, but they would like compete with each other, and that's where you got the filet of fish. It's like, you know, some guy, you know, in California and some guy in like Illinois would be like, okay, let's have a competition, and I guess like whoever sells the most, it'll make the menu, and then the filet of fish won.
Who was the filet of fish guy? McFish?
Well, the other day I ordered a quarter pounder, and I had a quarter pounder box. I opened up filet of fish, dude.
Well, all right, so I know there was
shame on me for not checking.
I know there was a sandwich headed cop.
Yeah. Oh, sheriff. It was the sheriff, dude.
Was he
there's Mayor McCheese and then the sheriff.
Oh, okay. Was the sheriff the filet of fish?
No, I don't think so. I think the sheriff was. I don't think they bothered with the filet of fish guy. Like, you know, I don't think there was there. But that was kind of the same thing is like they started doing commercials, and then the first round of McDonald's was just some dude dressed like a clown and like, you know, he acted like a moron, and you know, he was like on a sidewalk of a suburb.
Yeah.
And they're like, hey, this is pretty cool. We could use this.
I can't stand McDonald's. Their food is terrible.
Oh, dude, we just had McDonald's. We went on a trip, and you know, we were like, hey, this is McDonald's. Like, dude, it tastes so good.
Oh,
it's and then awful. 2 hours later, you're like, why did I do that?
It's fucking horrible. But we're for some sued. Reason, the fucking Coke that you can get at McDonald's is the best Coke you can get.
Because they got the best mix. Everybody says that. It's like, you know, hey, it's the best mix. It's like,
I think it's even better than the Mexican Coke in the bottle.
Coca-Cola.
Mexican Coke's got real sugar in it, man. It's fucking good.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, what? They still have corn syrup in our Coke?
We use corn syrup in the States because it's so cheap because we have so much corn.
But we demand low prices.
Yes, and you can't grow sugar in the States outside of Hawaii, I believe.
And getting back to the crazy McDonald's characters, I mean...
Dude, there was a bird that flew, like...
The crazy! I know that you mentioned.
She had a scarf and the leather aviator's helmet from, you know, 1920, and the goggles. I don't remember what her deal is. If it was for a chicken sandwich or what. There was the Nugget Kids.
Oh, the Fry Guys. I don't remember the Nugget Kids.
There
I
was the Fry guys, and there was the McNugget Kids.
What was that, dude? And then the Hamburglar. It's like, dude, I don't want to go to a place where my hamburger may be stolen from me.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, and remember, like, even we were talking about this years ago. It's like. You know, he would just show up, try to steal somebody's food, and like Ronald McDonald and the crew would just like, and Grimace, we got to get Grimace, but like, they would just bust him. And you said, oh yeah, no recourse, no like.
Well, dude, at the end, they'd be sharing
consequences.
The food with him.
Yeah.
They'd be he's in shackles, but hey, here, have some of my Happy Meal. What a dick.
Yeah, the Hamburglar. It's like, you know, dude, they got rid of Man McCheese and Grimace. Dude, what was Grimace? Dude, he was just like a. Like he was like a pear-shaped purple thing, which made no sense whatsoever.
Yeah, he kind of, yeah.
And he didn't even grimace. He was always happy.
Him and the bird didn't have any food affiliations.
Now that you mentioned, I remember that bird. He's like, yeah, the helmet, and it was like
it was a girl, and she had a pink like jumpsuit. Why I remember this shit, I don't know, but. She had a pink jumpsuit on. Michael Jordan.
with his sandwich. Remember he had a signature sandwich?
Oh yeah, the McJordan.
Yeah.
Oh, I had it. It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Was it only in Chicago, or is it?
It was nationwide, I believe. I think it was made from the soles of his old shoes that didn't go.
Oh, just like the Bartman ball. Oh, I mean, not a lot of people realize that the Bartman ball was actually, like, you know, boiled, ground up, and served in spaghetti at Harry Carey's. Was it Harry Carey's? I'm pretty sure it was.
Yeah, like, you know, I know they gross. Did something stupid with that thing.
They did anything to get rid of the curse. Yeah, it's like the dude. I got all kinds of weird shit in here. A store inside of a store. Store people are inside of the store. They have store children. They don't like humans. They're store people.
So what you're saying is they work at the store and their families live there?
Yeah, dude. You ever go to Costco and people are inside the store? It's like they have never seen a store before. You know, like they just moved there. They're like, oh, look, a shelf with stuff on it.
Oh, like window lickers, like the people that go to the like some place for the first time, and you're like, you've been there a million times, and you're like, oh, there's one of them, yeah. like a tourist.
Yeah. Hey, look at, we're at Costco. Let's stand in the middle of the aisle, and oh, let's just stand here, and like with all these other people standing or blocking. Oh, this guy wants to get behind and check out. Forget it.
Aren't like Costco's carts bigger than regular carts?
They're huge, and for some reason, like I always run out of room. It's like, you know, how the hell, I came in here for three things. Why do I have all this stuff?
See, I'm not entirely sure I agree with that. So, like, a lot of times when I agree with what you're saying, but the premise behind the larger cart, I mean, I understand that it's a, you know, a warehouse store and so forth, and, you know, you get that 5-gallon bucket of you know, barbecue sauce, but I tend to, like, when I go to a grocery store and I'm like, I only want to spend X amount of dollars, be like, I'll grab the basket, the hand basket, you know, and whatever I could fit in there, and then I'm going to cut it off. It can't tower over the top. So
that never works for me. I always like, oh, I'll go in sometime, like, I'm just not going to grab a cart. And I'm like, you know, my arms are full of shit. Oh, yeah, that's right. And then I make the mistake of saying, you know, to my wife, hey, do you need anything? I'm here at Jewel. Oh, yeah. And then, dude, 30 things. I'm like, no. This was like a 5-minute shopping deal.
I always get the text when I'm in the car leaving. Like, oh, yeah, don't forget to grab peanut butter. I'm like, damn.
That's what, yeah, usually I'm just like, oh, man, I already left. It's gone.
Well, I had an idea for a train that goes around the world and can't stop.
Oh, really? That's nice.
And it's kind of like a winter wonderland. It's very cold, but I...
How do you get off it? Or on it?
You don't.
You just...
Oh. You're born on it and you die on it.
Oh, is that like that movie you're talking about? Like, what was that movie? That really disturbing one?
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles?
No. Snowpiercer. You ever see that movie?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Snowpiercer. I think you told me you saw it.
And now... A word from our would-be sponsor.
Listen. Listen to the wind. That it's the holler of the old northeastern blowing in.
Said the weathered old man as he drooled gloriously into my nipple drink. As small cascades of dripping saliva pooled in front of us before the bar.
I have an Askus,
he proclaimed.
Would you like to see him?
I was deeply and utterly mortified.
My Askus's name is Henry. He likes long walks on the beach at dusk and the smell of tin.
I just assumed to off with the poor bastard and ride his Askus to the likes of which I have never been seen before. Straight down Michigan Avenue so everyone can gape at my lovely Askus.
The new 2002 Askus 1600. 24.5 more horsepower than the 24.5 we added last year. Askus. This is what driving smells like.
Anything is good with a hint of lime.
Anything is good with a hint of lime. You could hint of lime anything. Anything.
and it'll be fabulous.
So what's good with a hidden line?
Well, you go for the low-hanging fruit and be like guacamole, you know. Guacamole is excellent with lime. Watermelon, good. You squeeze some lime over the watermelon.
I've never had that.
Oh, dude, you get some watermelon, some lime, and some tajin. You buy it in the Latino section of the store.
Well, going back a bit, like, yeah, guacamole, it's essential to have lime. Like, same thing with salsa. You cannot have salsa without lime.
It's in the lime to everything, dude.
Corona beer. If you drink Corona beer without lime, well, a couple guys on my hockey team do that, but I don't agree with it.
Huh. I do not usually put lime in my Corona, but I don't drink Corona very often.
Well, it's essential, I think.
I'm kind of a lazy drinker, and I don't like the fact that I have to cut something up. Obviously,
it's a chore. I do it all the time. It's like, ah.
You see how lazy of a drinker I am. I don't put my beer in a cup or a glass or a mug or a boot
especially,
or a shoe.
Especially like when you're drinking Oktoberfest. I mean, that's like, you know, it's almost ashamed.
What? Just because it opens it
you
up?
Can't, you
dude,
can't.
The glass really opens up the beer.
The aroma, the bouquet. How can you smell the bouquet without freaking put it in a glass?
I feel like
what's the matter with you?
I feel like I'm a carbonation guy, and I think it loses some of its bubbles.
Maybe.
And I can't have that.
Maybe there's too many bubbles. Dude, I mean, have you ever dipped a cigarette in like lime? Like just cut a fresh lime, and you got the juices flowing. Just dip a cigarette and let the
I bet you
the
that
cigarette
would,
like the lime juice wick up into the cigarette and smoke it.
I think that's a good idea.
We should probably do that.
You should probably try that.
I got a lime in the house.
A lime cigarette.
Let's do it.
Lime cigarette. You know what else tastes surprisingly good? And someone turned me on to was coffee with maple syrup in it.
Oh goodness!
Really? And now that I'm thinking about it, you probably hit that shit with a hit of lime.
I do coffee lime coffee, dude. Nobody, I don't think I've ever heard of lime coffee.
You can go get your oil changed now, and they'll give you a hint of lime in your oil.
Really?
Yeah.
To give that like nice fresh lime scent.
You know what?
Hey, I just feel better because I know my oil has a little bit of lime in it.
I think that's basically all it is. You know, I mean, I don't know if there's any mechanical benefits to having lime in your oil, but I think just the peace of mind knowing that lime was added to your oil may be enough to get you by until that next oil change.
Put a smile on your face.
Exactly.
You'd be like, you know what? Hey, I thought I needed an oil change 2 weeks ago, but I got the lime in there.
Got the lime fucking, hint of lime.
You know, and look at lemons everywhere. Like, you know, like freaking, like, you know, pledge. Like lemon pledge.
See,
why is there any lime pledge? Throw some lime in there.
Screw the lime. Lime is for food. Lemon is for cleaning supplies.
Dude, I think we should pull the lime into the cleaning supplies.
It's
a little more bitter.
But it may go against
grain.
It may go against the natural grain of things that we've developed.
It is green. You know, like if we're gonna go green with this, like this whole world, we need to start adding lime to everything, like freaking gasoline too. Screw just oil.
Well, I didn't realize that. Like I worked with a Mexican dude, and he called limes lemons and lemons lemons. And I'm like asking him about it. He's like, well, yeah, there's green lemons and then there's the yellow lemons. And I'm like, aren't the green lemons limes? He's like, well, you guys call them limes, but we call them lemons.
Yeah, because we don't, you know, we don't like to differentiate anything. Like, I was just up to Michigan, and I'm, you know, looking up the shore. Like, we're coming down. We're going, like, you know, around the bend, you know, through Indiana, like bottom of Lake Michigan, just following Lake Michigan up. And then I'm like, look, there's a Mount Pleasant. I'm like, hey, I'm looking up hotels in Mount Pleasant. I'm like, hey, there's some pretty good deals, nice hotels. And then I, like, you know, click on the map, and I'm like, dude, it's all the way in the middle of Michigan. I'm like, wait a minute, hold on. So I zoom in, zoom out. There's two Mount Pleasants in Michigan. And I looked this up on Google, and it's like, there's no reference to it. It's like, dude.
That's bullshit.
It is bullshit.
You should write your congressman.
Dude, we should get that changed. Dude, call it Mount something else. Like, somebody
decide. Or just drop the Mount. Be like, we got Mount Pleasant, and we got Pleasant.
Do you like Jim Gaffigan?
I never met him.
Like his material.
I suppose.
His latest one has is in Canada. He says something like, in Canada, up there, I can't remember where, but there's two St. John's next to each other.
That's very Canadian
sounding.
Yeah,
like, you know, he's like, well, like we'll just put S-T, and then you can put the S-A-I-N-T to spell it out. But, dude, Like, why do it? Why can you? How much more can you complicate something? Like, be like, hey, let's just have two things named the same thing in the state, and like, let's just people can figure it out, right?
You would think so.
Yeah, maybe
you give people too much credit.
I reserved a hotel in Mount Pleasant in Michigan, and then I went to the wrong one, and it was 2 hours away from the one I reserved.
Yeah, that's the same guy that probably stops and parks on train tracks and doesn't even read the sign that's by the train tracks that says, don't stop or park on the train track.
And he doesn't even have the decency to, like, wheel it around, take his tires off so that, like, you know, the rims can match up with the train tracks and then just drive it down.
Right, and he's going to be the first one crying wolf, crying the blues, oh, this train hit me, blah, blah, blah. It's his fault. It's like those idiots that they got to tell people on the news, it's going to be the sunniest day of the year. Don't look at the sun. You would think that you wouldn't have to say that, you know?
Yeah.
But are these the times we live in?
Yeah. And you go into these crazy states.
Who do you sue if you get blinded by the sun? I mean, is there someone you could sue? Could you sue the state?
Sue an ex-president. Sue Clinton. Because, Bill Clinton never said anything. He should have said, hey, everybody, just don't look into the sun. And, like, that would have cleared everything up for everybody, but he didn't do it. You know, I mean, it's not Clinton. George Bush's fault.
No.
It's not Obama's fault. It's not even Trump's fault. You know what? Clinton is the one responsible for not telling people to not look into the sun.
I think he would have been a much better president if he wore a sailor's hat.
Yeah, you know, now that I think of it, you know, Sailor Clinton. Sailor Bill.
Sailor Bill, that's got a ring to it.
Yeah.
You can sail off to, like, you know, some private island where, you know, no one knows much about what's going on.
And you know what he could have done?
And just relax and take it all in.
He could have literally cut a lime in half, put like some fish hooks, and put it on his ears, his earrings, and dude, everybody would have been on board with the whole lime thing.
I bet you.
It's all Clinton's fault.
Dude, I bet you at some point in time, someone or something put lime juice on Bill Clinton's nipples. You know this is, dude, if you took that wager right now, if someone's like, all right, I bet you that someone didn't put lime juice on Bill Clinton's nipples. You're like, dude, I got to take this bet, man, because I bet you that shit happened.
Yeah. It's just a matter of finding the video because it's out there. It's out there, man. Pictures, video, you know, somebody, you know, all we need is like an eyewitness testimony. And like they'll be like, yeah, I saw it. Lime juice on Bill Clinton's nipples. Boom.
Now, I want to say like several years back, I was reading a story about him having like this kind of like under the radar nickname called, where everyone was calling him Hit a Lime Bill. So I don't know if that plays in any of this, but there's a possibility there.
Well, there's your proof. It had to have happened.
Good old Hit a Lime Bill.
The question is, was it real lime juice or was it like that fake shit you buy from store? Like, was it like that bottle? And it's like, you know, okay, well.
But isn't that bottle like real lime juice?
But then it does count. Does it have to be from a freshly squeezed lime? Or does it have, you know, it, you know.
Well, hey, well, I think you can do it either way. But with a freshly squeezed lime, there's that very much that artisan approach to it where, you know, it seems to be more organic. And viable.
Have a little more validity to it, you know.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey, if it was like a Mexican person who witnessed it, like, you know, it could be a lemon for all we know. So we might be like in trouble. Like, well, what kind of lemon was it? Or was it like a
yellow? I heard it was a green lemon.
Well, that's good news for us. And, you know, do you think we get Bill Clinton on the line? I mean, what's his phone number? I mean, he's an ex-president. He's, you know, 20, like,
you would
20
think he'd be accessible.
We got to be able to get a hold of him. He's got to be on this show eventually. Maybe not today, but eventually.
Okay. Do you think at some point in Bill Clinton's life, he wore a pair of woman's panties on his head?
That's a tough question. Do you?
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. You know that dude at some point in his life has had a pair of woman's underwear on his head. You know it. And that was a president of the United States. I'm coming on telling it right now.
Whose panties, though? Whose?
I don't know.
Are we going to get cliche and talk about Lewinsky, or are we going to talk like some random girl down the street be like, hey, excuse me, you mind if I borrow your panties?
It could have been in the women's section at Walmart, for all I know. You know, it could have been, fresh.
Oh, because you know what? He had all those, what do they call them? Like, the bodyguards, social service.
Secret Service?
Secret Service. They mm-hmm. they protect the president, right?
Yes.
Maybe on that particular day in Walmart, he was surrounded by them. He's like, everybody follow me. And he went right to the women's department. He's like, huddle around.
Oh, they built a wall around him and he secretly did it.
And he did it so nobody could take pictures or anything, so we got no proof now.
Yeah, I bet you he did it in a tracksuit, too.
Do you think he brought his dog with him?
Did he have a dog?
I think he did. I think he has like a ton of dogs.
He doesn't seem like a dog guy. Maybe like a iguana. Like an iguana guy. So I hear he likes limes. So iguanas, limes. I mean, that's, semi-tropical, tropical shit. Oh, there
you
shit.
Go. Maybe he was like, carting around his pet iguana with the social, Secret Service around him, right into Walmart. You can't question the president. Like, excuse me, sir. Oh, it's the president. Just let him go. Let him do what he wants, because he does it anyway. And then he goes to the women's panties department. Dude, they huddle around him. He throws that pair of panties on his head, whips out this lime from his pocket, cuts it in half, and just, like, squeezes it all over his iguana. Do you think that happened?
I don't know about that. That seems a little far-fetched.
But it's feasible. It's possible.
It's possible.
You cannot rule that out.
I can't. However, I don't think I'd lay a wager on that. The other two things that I brought up, I definitely would. I definitely would. But, so speaking of women's underwear, I bought some underwear that were labeled real like cool for summertime underwear. Okay? And I really didn't check. I didn't really check them. I just read the package. I'm like, it's a 3-pack. It's $7.99. Kick ass, Hanes. And I get home, and these underwear are like, they're like the same fabric that like women's underwear is made out of. So it feels kind of, it felt kind of weird at first, like I was wearing women's underwear. But then you just kind of get used to it, And it does breathe a little better.
Oh, it does?
Yeah. It does.
You need breathability. I went to the mesh, and it still locks in the heat. And you're like, man, I thought this was supposed to be breathable.
But this stuff is very breathable, except for it don't have the window.
Oh, it does.
It doesn't have a window, so you gotta pull it all the way down to go to the job. Dude, well,
that's your issue, because you could, feasibly just cut... like a little slit, and then sew around it. Maybe put a button on there. I could,
but that seems like way too much work. I ain't sewing nothing.
Well, then find somebody who sews.
I'm the only one in the house that sews.
Oh, well, then we're in an impasse here. So, enough of the lime shit.
Yeah.
Enough.
Okay, all right, it's fair enough.
I'm not even sure I was comfortable with it in the first place.
You'd be comfortable with some of these men's women's panties on.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Like, breathable. Dude, you know what? It would be great if they had some kind of underwear with a fan in it. They'll probably have them. Could you imagine just like, hey, I'm kind of like feeling the heat down there. Click a button and boom, a fan goes off and you're like, cool as a summer breeze.
I think that's alien technology that they're reverse engineering as we speak. I agree. I think that's an important... I think that would be incredibly important. And just think of the advancements of the human race if people had cooler underwear. All that time fussing and mussing over hot, sweaty underwear. You don't have to put that stress into it anymore.
Yeah, I got away from hot, sweaty underwear a long time ago. I just have uncomfortable heat now. It's like, I can't find a good pair of underwear. Nobody can. It's like, I don't even know where to go with this.
Well, ideally, you'd like to be able to leave your junk in the house in the air conditioning, but we can't do that.
That's right. And that's where the fan comes into play. But where would you put the fan?
Well,
and then you can't have the fan, open. It has to have some kind of, screen on it so it doesn't, chop your parts up,
I think you're being a little narrow-minded about it. I don't think it's feasible to put a fan in your underwear. However... I do believe that there's other means of cooling that could be done that are less, you know, volatile.
Invasive. I'm not sure.
I don't know what those are, but this is where, you know, top scientists are working as we speak, reverse engineering, you know, the underwear that aliens wear.
You know what top engineers are also doing? They're finding ways to...
butter my muffin?
Well,
hey, all you top engineers out there, why don't you come on by and butter my muffin?
I don't know about that.
Ain't nobody going to butter my muffin. I need this muffin buttered!
But what they're doing is they're just making things complicated for people. It's like, you know, have you ever, like, had to unwrap? Well, of course you have. You got kids. You know, hey, Christmas time's come around, and you're like, okay, they unwrap their presents. You're like, yeah, we got the present. Everything's great. And then you're like, oh, no. And then there's number one.
You got to go get the side cutters out and cut all the little straps off of it. Yeah, you got to get the chainsaw. It's like, okay,
how can we get this so ridiculously tied down? And then adults can't even get out. And then they ruin the whole toy.
And the kid's like, can you open this now? Like, no, we'll open it when we get home. And then, you know, got that one relative that ain't got no kids that's like, oh, just open it up now. You're like,
son of a bitch.
You know what I got to go through to do this shit? And it's got a bazillion pieces. Yeah. And those all got to be found before we leave this house. We're only at once a year.
How about we put 100 ties around this action figure, which is only 6 feet tall? I don't think 100 is enough. How about 115, 130? And it's a bidding session. These engineers are just like, how can we fit all of these ties into this action figure? And they do it. It's amazing.
Sometimes you get those cool ones. They got the little dial thing on the back of it that you just twist it and it unlocks. But those are too rare.
Yeah, there's like 30 of them.
Yeah, there's like 30 of them. And there's still twist ties in there.
It's like, you know, I can't go into detail about this. Like, you know, I'm past that point. But, you know, I mean, even still, it's like there's sometimes it's like I get stuff for me. And I'm like, man, what the hell?
You buy stuff for yourself?
I do.
Oh, shit, that sometimes. Never happens here. Never happens.
I just bought a mini chainsaw from China. You know, I researched.
Why are you buying shit from China?
Because
they fucking hate you and they want your job.
Do you ever play those stupid games that, like, you know, give you like that little bit, like, you know, like it's like a word game, or like, you know, you find the words, or like, you know, you do some stupid puzzle, and then at the end of it, you're like, you have this brief sense of, like, you know, accomplishment, and then you're like, oh, this is stupid. I got nothing out of it. I get imaginary coins, but then they give you a commercial. And then I got this new game that's giving me all these crazy commercials. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And I look it up, and I'm like, oh, it's crap. And I finally looked up one. Like, there's this mini chainsaw where this dude's chopping up everything. I'm like, oh. And the funny thing is in the video, it's like a still saw, like, you know, STH.
Right.
But when they show the actual product, when you go to the link, you tap on it, you go to the link, there's nothing on it. And I'm like,
Yeah.
There's got to be some kind of, like, thing about it. So I looked it up, and... they make still chainsaws in China. So what I'm thinking is, like, the Chinese are like, okay, well, if they, like, you know, if QC bumps this out, they just take all the ones without the, you know, final imprint on it, and they just sell them for like $20. And the one I bought, when I looked online, it was like $400.
Well, see,
I'll find out.
What I noticed about some of that shit with the cordless power tools for my industry is that there are Chinese versions of, you know, say Milwaukee. Impact guns, or DeWalt impact guns. There are Chinese versions of them, but they do cut costs on them. So some of the motors don't have nearly as many windings or are capable of the torque capacities that the name brands advertise. And I've seen side-to-side comparisons of them, and the Chinese one always comes in second to the...
Quite honestly, there's only two things I'm afraid of. Number one, I'm not going to get it, or it's going to be take months. Or number two, when I do get it, I open the box and there's going to be a flood of Chinese people, like one of those clown cars. Like, you open a clown car, there's like 30 clowns come out of that little Herbie. There's going to be like a dozen Chinese people just popping out of this box, and all of a sudden they're going to run loose. And we live like South Chicago Sanctuary, dude. They got automatic citizenship.
Think they'll open up restaurants?
I think they will. They're gonna either that or flock to ones that are open and then start opening their own restaurants, and maybe even open up a McDonald's, a Chinese McDonald's.
Are there too many Chinese restaurants now, or not enough?
I think that, you know, every time one shuts down, two more open up.
But
But are they better than the one that shut down?
I'm not sure. I don't know. It's like, you know, it's like a hit or miss. Like, usually, like, you know, about 10, 20 years ago, you would have your Chinese place, and you go there, and you'd be, like, confident that you're going to get the same thing you got last time. And usually it would happen. But now it's, like, almost like, where are they getting this meat from? Because I got great, tender meat last time. Now it's like I'm chewing on freaking leather.
Well, I think there was a meat surplus, and then there wasn't. I heard a lot of Chinese food is made with the folks that practice Falun Gong.
What's that?
It's some Chinese, like...
What you got there? Falun Gong.
Falun Gong.
Oh, okay. He was, you know, I'm referring to it. He just pulled something out of his pocket, and it was kind of interesting, and he just threw it out the window. He must not want me to... Bird must not want me to know.
No. It's not important. It's not important. It's just.
I think it was.
It's a package
gremlin.
Of.
It was a freaking gremlin, wasn't it?
It's a package of men's, women's underwear. You should have. Comes in a plastic egg. Try one. They taste like butter.
Oh, I love it. Love it, love it, love it. Surrounding all these cliches, there is also the cliche of. Like the missing sock or perhaps a missing shoe. Have you ever had a missing shoe?
No.
I know you did. You just want to admit it. Everybody does.
Never lost a shoe.
I mean, not lose it, but like, you know, like say you're getting ready to walk out the door.
I can name off the top of my head the 5 items in my life that I've lost. I don't lose things.
Well, I'm not talking about like a complete loss, like, you know.
Well, how would I lose a fucking shoe?
Well, it gets caught under the like your kid grabs it and throws it under the bed, and like, what happened to my shoe?
It's never happened to me.
It happened to me several times. In fact, it's happened to me this morning.
You lost a shoe?
I lost my left shoe.
A left shoe?
My left shoe. I was stumbling around. Have you ever put on a right shoe and like stumbled around? It's very uncomfortable. You're trying to find your left shoe and you're stumbling and it's uneven. It's very uncomfortable.
I always try and put my left shoe on first. So if it isn't there, I know not to put on the right shoe.
Well, I just assumed I would find the left shoe within a matter of minutes and I didn't. In fact, I still don't know where it is.
It sounds like you got a real problem there.
Yeah, well.
Maybe you should write a song about it.
You think I should?
I think you should.
Well, well, maybe we should just go ahead and do it.
I'm not going to help you.
No, you have to be involved in the song. If we're gonna do this.
It wouldn't be genuine for me because I've never lost a left shoe.
Well, maybe you should be the lead vocalist and I'll just be the backup and maybe I'll sing a verse or something.
That makes no sense.
Well, dude, let's do it.
All right.
All right.
Please excuse us while we go record that song. In the meantime, sit back, relax, and enjoy this lovely waiting music, provided simply purely for your waiting entertainment. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Atomic Baloney Podcast. Not like you ever left or we ever left, but, you know, we had to step out and record that song. It's Bird's idea. And during the recording, you know, Bird and I, we had some good times. We had some bad times. And we laughed. We cried. We cried a lot. Bird ended up hugging this 2x4 in the corner of my garage next to the Jesus pictures. I could almost swear he was talking to the Spanish Jesus, but I don't know. What do I know? All I know is that he ended up saying something about including a sound in the song, like a hot dog slapping a window. Something about a raccoon making strange scowling noises. And I said no. And due to artistic differences, Bird decided to run out of the garage screaming obscenities, which I care not to repeat, if you know what I mean. So he said he'd be back. I can't guarantee it, but if we're lucky, we'll see him or hear him. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about. So enjoy the song.
What did I do with my left shoe?
What did I do?
What did I do with my left shoe?
I really need my shoe back.
What did I do with my left shoe?
What did I do?
Oh, what did I do with my left shoe?
Give me my shoe back.
I had it on yesterday when I went out to play. I thought my shoe would stay, but that don't matter now anyway. I taught my left shoe to get it between right and wrong. What did I do with my left shoe?
What did I do
with my left shoe?
Give me my shoe back.
Oh, what did I do with my left shoe?
What did I do?
What did I do with that left shoe? I don't know where it is.
But yeah, since it is October, we got these presidential debates. What do you think about them? You like them?
It's a bunch of...
They're fun and exciting?
You know what? They're entertaining. I don't think the vice presidential one was very entertaining. But watching the two idiots square off on stage was fairly entertaining.
Yeah.
But then, you know what? You know what happened? I'm watching it all the way through. And about halfway through, I'm like, all right, it was fun watching these idiots go apeshit on one another and just be as ignorant as possible to one another. And now the cheekiness of it is all kind of wearing off. And now I'm realizing that these are two adult men that are going to probably, well, one of them is going to rule the world. It's fucking frightening.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, basically, I just think that All presidential candidates are like that. They just act like they're not. But Trump is the, you know, I would have to say the decency just to, you know, hey, I don't care. This is how it's going to be, and everybody's going to have to do what I say. And he pulls them in, and he got Biden to tell him to shut up. I mean, Trump kept on interrupting. He just like he did to Hillary. And it was like, I'm like, yeah, I mean, half of me's like, this is hilarious. And half of me's like, wow, that's really rude. I didn't know which side to take. And
well, you just get burned out on it. You're like, all right, now quit the bullshit and let's hear your yeah. shit. Because I didn't hear anything. I heard a bunch of guys talking over one and over. And this goes for both debates so far.
I pretty much, well, dude, there's only one, right?
Well, there was the VP.
Yeah, I didn't debate. Watch that one. The only thing I got from that is I heard there was a fly on Pence's head for half the time. That's what I came away with. You know, like, you know, I didn't hear too much about this or that. It's like, hey, look, there's a fly. And of course, there's like about 50 million memes out there, and there's speculation on if the fly was actually a bot, or if like it was actually like something else besides a fly.
I think out of all four of those individuals, Mike Pence was probably the most polite out of all of them.
He seems like a polite guy. I didn't see it.
And then Harris, and then Joe Biden, and then Trump.
Trump's not polite. Not in the least.
No, he's not. Yeah, but you know what? Apparently people want politeness.
I don't know. People, they say
some
they
people
do.
Want
they
politeness,
say
some
they
don't.
Do, but you know, when it comes down
the
to it.
The funny thing is, if you talk to, you know, a Democrat or Republican, they both fear the same things. They fear the exact same things.
And this is just, it's not even like about like, you know, like, hey, this president is better than the other one. It's like popularity contest, because otherwise Biden probably wouldn't even be in it. There's like half a dozen other candidates which were more suited towards, you know, running for the president on the Democratic ticket. And, well, Trump, like, I don't know. They like the Republican Party almost didn't even want Trump on the ticket, but then they're like, "Well, we kind of have no choice. We have nobody else." And well, he won last time, so let's give him another shot.
Well, you know, I see it like, you know, all the presidential debates I've watched in the past always seem kind of like kind of like a game of chess, whether it's with two adults that have played before or whether it's with children that know how to play. You know, it's always seemed like an interesting chess game. It seemed very strategy based, but now it reminds me of like playing Uno with your family. It's exactly what it looks like up there. You know, everyone's fighting and yelling and cheating.
Jim Rummy.
And shit.
Oh, Jim Rummy. Dude. You know, the making up dude. That's what it is. It's
nobody,
Jim Rummy.
Not one of them bastards. Maybe Mike Pence, but none of the other ones answered any questions. Gave you any detail of anything. I mean, all I heard was, oh, it was all gotcha points in hot headline topics. And I'm not talking about, like, the story. I'm talking about just the headline. Why go into the story? Where's the fun in that? Let's make an opinion off of a headline. So yeah. It's a very sad state of affairs
In politics, but that dude, it doesn't matter who gets elected, dude. That life is going to go on, and things are going to happen. But you
hope it does. Seems like every time it does. I've been hearing for years, like, oh God, they're going to take your rights away. They're taking your rights away. They're going to take your rights away.
My grandfather used to tell me this shit. They slowly take them away. They're not going to all of a sudden be like, boom, you're not going to be able to do anything. It's like they kind of limit things, and there's reasons for it. It's like, you know, like people complain, like when remember back like before like a drunk driving, you could choose not to blow, and they're like, okay, and then you just get away with it. And then they're like, well, we got to do something about this. Okay, we can't take away the right, but if you choose not to blow, now you lose your license automatically. They're like, oh, you're taking my rights away. It's like, nah, if you're drunk and you're driving, well, maybe you should be penalized for not blowing, you know,
that's
a little bit.
A whole bunch of sneaky shit, yeah. more government BS.
And it's like, you know, it's the same thing with, like, those lights, those, like, traffic lights. It's like, well, you know, yeah, if you're speeding or you blow a red light, you should be caught, and if a policeman doesn't catch you, but it's like kind of like, I don't like the fact that the camera is everywhere, and like, you know, like our town had them and they pulled them down, and then the town next to us and the other two they're putting them up left and right. It's like revenue, because basically come down to it, it doesn't matter, they don't care that you're breaking the law, they just see like cha-ching, okay, this guy, you know, red light, $100, cha-ching.
Well, I don't think they can make them permanent. I think that's one of the deals with it, because I think it's been ruled out as illegal to do it, almost as if it's entrapment.
Yeah,
but
that's kind of sort of like...
Certain municipalities will try it and they will get away with it as long as they can until the state or the county or whatever says, look, you can't do this. All of these tickets you gave out, they're all being dismissed because this is illegal.
Yeah, and then, well, downtown has it, and they say, like, a lot of people, like, because I looked it up, and they're like, oh, you got to say, all you got to do is say, I want to face my accuser, and then they have to throw it out, and I don't know, I hear kind of this, but half what it comes down to is, like, they're going to look at you and be like, no, you know, because, like, when you're in a courtroom, what are you going to do? Really? But let's get back really quick to the presidential debate. Back in 2004, Bush against Kerry, right? And their debates were pretty good. And I remember one time Kerry answered a question. It was kind of like a question they asked Bush, and then they asked him, and then they asked Kerry a question that was kind of similar, but like they kind of gave Kerry a chance to kind of give him a backhand. And, you know, as soon as he answered that question, you know, like right before he could answer, Bush went and grabbed the mic and he's like, let me say something real quick. Hold on. No, he's like, you know, you ain't going to get me on that. And he answered the question again with the additional thing. And he gave the mic back to Kerry, and Kerry just kind of stood there like, okay. But like, I was like, ooh, that was like, you know, he was like a wildcat George Bush.
Right.
And of course, Kerry looks like Frankenstein. So I'm like, dude. There are three debates, and they're all in October, okay? So, wait, actually, you know what? The first one was September, and then the next two are October, but they come so close to Halloween, it's like, why not have a Halloween presidential debate?
Oh, Halloween theme? Where they wear costumes?
Where they wear costumes.
Oh, fuck yeah!
Yeah! And where has that been? I was like, you know what? I was like, oh, man, I should probably do a skit on this. And
dude, and they gotta stay in character, too.
That's right.
They gotta present to the U.S. people their plan for, you know, whether it's climate change, whether it's Supreme Court nominations, whether it's, tariffs or whatever, they all have to do it in whatever character that they have. You can't pick your character. You have to pull it out of a severed head.
Yeah. and it has to be like voted on by the American people, and you get like, you know, it comes down to like five or six different choices that they put in the severed head. And the thing is, like I said, I was like voting for like George Bush being the Wildcat. Like, you know, could you imagine him wearing like a wild hat, like, you know, mask, yeah, and be like, you know, like, you know, and the presidential debate now, coming on the stage, George the Wildcat Bush, and he comes out like, you know, he's like, acts like a cat and starts jumping around and like making all kinds of cat noises, and then
I would pay good money to see fucking George Bush hop around on stage dressed like a cat, a wild cat. I would love to see that.
Well, who would Trump and Biden have to be, or like, what would you think, like Trump?
Oh man, I would. I could. Shit. I could see Trump as. He's so. Maybe. Probably the Headless Horseman.
Headless Horseman.
Probably the Headless Horseman. I could totally see him as the Headless Horseman. I could see Mike Pence as the mummy. He'd make the perfect mummy. Joe Biden as a real wimpy Frankenstein's monster.
No. He's got to be something else.
No, he'd be Frankenstein's monster.
Nah, because Kerry already landed that one.
Well, no. This is a new debate. I mean, you can have
Biden. Kamala Harris, dude. Kamala Harris, come on. Hands down, you know exactly what she'd be.
The Wicked Witch of the West?
Yes, exactly. There you go.
She does kind of come off as...
And I'm not even being... I mean, I don't even know much about her, but, you know, just like seeing pictures and stuff, it's like she's got the hair. All she has to do is wear the pointy hat, paint her face green, and boom, there you go. She's
kind of a grumpy, spiteful person.
Yeah. You know, and then maybe they give her a broom and she could fly around and cackle. And maybe, hey, and for that Halloween debate, all four of them, you know, square off. And at the end, they could have a wrestling match.
A battle royale.
That's right.
All right.
But we need to, dude, we got to go back to Biden, dude. He can't be Frankenstein's monster like, Igor. He could be Igor.
Igor.
I'll give him that. That's kinda, Biden, what could Biden be?
Well, I mean.
Homelander. Homelander from that show, The Boys.
Does it have to be a traditional monster?
No. Be, whatever. I don't even know. I'm falling short on what Biden should be, but it's...
I don't... He doesn't come off as any of the... I guess maybe a vampire.
I got it.
I like to sniff the hair. I'm Joe, and I'll sniff some hair.
I like to sniff your hair.
I am the
he's got... He has to be... Planet Nine. Who was the director? Ed Wood. Ed Wood. What? Bela Lugosi. He's got to be Bela Lugosi from Ed Wood.
Pull the string. Pull the string. Wow, Bela, how do you do that?
Dude, that was great. Oh, dude, I tell you what, man. I think I might have to watch that. My family will be all pissed off at me, though. They'll leave one by one as we get into it, as soon as it goes into it. Oh, man.
Thanks, everybody, for tuning in and listening. We really appreciate it. It's our first podcast. We honestly don't know what the hell we're doing. We just like to talk about nonsense and, you know, record some songs and do some silly crap. So hopefully you enjoyed it and you'll tune in next time. We're going to try to get this podcast out bi-weekly. Could be 3 weeks, could be a month. We don't know. Depends on how much time we got. And hopefully this will be a full-time thing for us and we could do some really fun stuff. We're also talking about doing a website, a multimedia blog, with writing and cartoons and all kinds of cool stuff. So we hope you guys tune in next time. Keep an eye out. We're going to put up a Facebook page also to let everybody know when we're putting up a new podcast or a new whatever. Like I said, we don't know what we're doing yet. Maybe have an email address for anybody who wants to email us and, you know, send us hate mail or something. I don't know. Who knows? Who cares? All right. Until next time. Atomic Baloney, out.